This is John Batchelor, a conversation with my colleague Joseph Umar about the Panama Canal. The initiative comes from President-elect Trump to look at the canal as a national security issue, not only about the economics, but national security. And Joseph takes up that argument very carefully now and explicates what about the Panama Canal is threatened by and by whom. And what does it mean about the U.S. responsibility? Here's Joseph Umar, the national security story about the Panama Canal. In addition to all the colorful history, more of this tonight.
But I think it's important to understand that this is a discussion that's not just about, you know, the economics of it. And there was things that President Trump mentioned about the fees and things and the, you know, overcharging. But it's really a national security conversation. And as you mentioned, China was doing this throughout the hemisphere, but it probably doesn't make as big of an impact as it does and they're doing on the canal, which is very kind of quiet stealth encroachment of being able to take infrastructure, embed themselves into specific industries, little by little take over critical areas of multiple countries in the Western Hemisphere. So with Panama, they did this really right before the turnover of the canal. As you mentioned, the canal treaty was signed in 79. The turnover happened in 99. 2 years prior to that, in 97, China immediately, understanding the importance of this, began to bid for concessions on operating two of the ports of the canal, and they have been operating it ever since. They had a 20-year concession that they just renewed 2 years ago for another 20 years, so they have a long time for the concessions on the canal. The companies from China that operate these canals are companies that are intrinsically tied to China's military, the PLA, the People's Liberation Army. That's where the concern is, because anyone that studies China, and there's many experts here in the United States, and there's many government officials that do this for a living, understand that China blends its commercial activities with its military ambitions. So a lot of these companies are doing this not just on behalf of the Chinese economy, they're doing this on behalf of the Chinese military. And the real vulnerabilities have to do with sabotage, subversion, espionage, and these kind of non-kinetic actions that could really compromise ourselves, especially if we get into increased tension with China or even a trade war with China. So I think that that's at the heart of what we're discussing. It's a national security conversation. And one last point, John, I think you can extend conversations about Greenland, about Canada, about Mexico, about the Gulf of Mexico, or as Trump called it, the Gulf of America. You can say all that in one breath, because what it has to do is creating a security perimeter around the United States that will look at a new strategic map. And I think this is very strategic what President Trump is doing, and in fact, probably one of the most important things that U.S. foreign policy will undertake in this century.